Hello and welcome to the Free Tours by Foot audio tour of the St. Charles Avenue streetcar. I'm Andrew, a guide with Free Tours by Foot and a regular user of the streetcar. By taking this ride, you'll be leaving the historic heart of the city and making your way through areas built up in the 19th century, after this land became part of the United States. When the streetcar was new in 1835, it connected New Orleans with several other small cities, now neighborhoods, built gradually further up the Mississippi. So for the most part, as you ride, you'll be going forward in time. If you'd like to go further back in time, our tours of the French Quarter, live or audio, can shed some light on the 18th century and the days when France and Spain were in charge. Nowadays, the parts of town you'll be seeing are mostly more residential than the French Quarter, including some impressive mansions. But there's also lots to do on or near St. Charles by way of sightseeing, shopping, eating, and drinking. So while you can do the whole tour in an hour, more or less, depending on the time of day and the time of year, the ride alone just scratches the surface. You can easily make a day or a week of it, and I'll be providing some suggestions as to how. All the sites and businesses I'll mention are current as of 2019. First, a few logistics. The tour covers the St. Charles Avenue streetcar line, which is the oldest of several in town. We'll have some guidance for getting on the streetcar at the end of this track. The tour is designed for the ride most visitors take, boarding the car on Canal Street at the edge of the French Quarter, and riding it up through the downtown business district and the Garden District into some scenic residential areas beyond there. Specifically, we'll take you as far as Audubon Park and Tulane and Loyola Universities. That's only about half of the total route, but by that point, you've been through the most historic and scenic parts. We'll have some notes at the end on what you'll find if you go further along. Once you finish the ride, you have some choices about how to make the return trip. The streetcar doesn't go in a loop, so just riding it won't bring you back to the French Quarter. At the very least, you'd have to get off, switch tracks, and buy another ticket to go in the opposite direction. The return route is slightly different at the end, so you would see a short stretch of new scenery. You could also return using the Magazine Street bus. Magazine is another uptown street, parallel to St. Charles, with a mix of residential and shopping and dining areas, and the bus that runs along it finishes at Canal Street, just a few blocks from where the St. Charles streetcar begins. To get to Magazine at the end of the tour, you'd just walk through Audubon Park, the equivalent of a few blocks distance through some beautiful greenery, and Magazine Street is right there on the opposite side. Finally, if you want a fast trip back, or if the weather presents a problem, it's easy to pick up a cab or a rideshare from where the tour ends. As far as fares, a single ride on the streetcar is $1.25 for an adult, with various discounts available. It's paid on board, so you don't have to get tickets in advance, and it's cash only. Exact change is a good idea. The only change you can get on the streetcar is a voucher, only redeemable on New Orleans public transit. You can also ask the driver for a day pass, which is $3 for an adult, and I highly recommend that option. The sightseeing is nice, but the point of the streetcar is to bring you places, and a day pass lets you step off, explore, and get back on as many times as you like within 24 hours. A day pass also works on the bus system, in case you liked the idea of using the Magazine bus. For multi-day tickets, service disruptions, holiday operations, and a very approximate schedule of pickup times, confer with the local transit authority at www.norta.com or through the RTA Go mobile app, both linked in the description. When you do decide to get off the streetcar, there's usually a stop available every other block, and you can pull the string above the seats or in some spots press a button to request a stop. The front doors open on their own, while the back door takes some pushing. The tour is divided into sections based mostly on major cross streets. All the cross streets mentioned are at stoplights, and they're all stops for the streetcar, too, so the name will be announced on the streetcar's audio system and written on the electronic screens. You can also use the map here in the app to know when you've reached the next section. As far as how, where, and when to board, the beginning of the streetcar's route is at the intersection of Canal and Carondelet, at the edge of the French Quarter. Carondelet is the street that becomes Bourbon Street when it enters the quarter. You can use the map in the app for reference. At this spot, the St. Charles streetcar briefly shares turf with the Canal streetcar, so it can be a little confusing where to stand. The spot you want is on the sidewalk, not in the median of Canal Street, and the streetcar you want is green, not red. More often than not, there's a small crowd, maybe a big one, standing at the spot. When the car stops, you'll have a minute to wait as all the downtown passengers get off. For them, this is the end of the line, so the car will empty out completely. Once they're off, you'll board from the front, pay or present your pass, and then find yourself a spot. Naturally, for sightseeing, the window seats are preferable, although neither side is better than the other. The backs of the bench seats are also reversible, so if you're riding with a group, you can make the seats face each other. Bear in mind, the streetcar can get pretty crowded. That's one reason it's better to board at the start of the route, so you have the best chance of getting a seat. But timing can help, too. A morning trip helps you avoid the biggest tourist demand, but tourists only make up about a quarter of the passengers, so you'll also want to avoid work commute hours. Given all those other people on the streetcar, I strongly recommend listening to the tour with headphones once you board, both so you can hear and out of politeness to your fellow riders. The next track is about Canal Street and some of the basic history of the streetcar and the part of the city it passes through, so it can be listened to in advance of your ride or while you're waiting for the streetcar to show up. If you arrive on Canal Street coming from the French Quarter, it couldn't be much clearer that you've left one thing and reached another. After the narrow streets of the Quarter and its historic buildings that cap out at three stories, Canal is one of the widest streets in the country and lined with tall hotels. With a little squinting, you can picture what it was like as much as a century ago. For much of the 20th century, this was the city's main shopping area, and a few of the hotel buildings still had the logos of old department stores on top. It's harder to picture what this was like at the start of the 19th century. Back then, when this land first became American, the French Quarter was more or less the whole city, and all you'd see of it from today's Canal Street was a diagonal wall with crumbling fortresses at either end, soon to be leveled. A few buildings had just popped up outside the wall in what's now the Central Business District, but other than that, someone coming this way was more likely to be going hunting than anything. For Americans, this was the frontier, and it looked like it. New Orleans came into American hands through the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. The idea had been to buy just New Orleans from Napoleon, and that was the offer made by agents of then-President Thomas Jefferson. At the time, most American goods were being transported down the Mississippi and through New Orleans, meaning the young country was relying on a foreign city as its main port. Napoleon agreed to sell New Orleans if and only if the Americans would take all of Louisiana, which back then meant everything from the river to the Rocky Mountains. Much of that land became what's now thought of as the American frontier, known for armed conflict and aggressive treaties with Native Americans. New Orleans was the urban frontier, and here the new American arrivals set up a different kind of battle lines with the old established Creole people of the French Quarter, and Canal Street was ground zero. You can see the separation of cultures along Canal Street through one easy clue, the street names. If you look at the signs, you can see the names are different on each side. Carondelet, where the streetcar picks up, becomes Bourbon. St. Charles becomes Royal. Not only that, the addresses count upward going in opposite directions. This is a vestige of a time when these neighborhoods were two separate cities. Americans tended to stand apart from the Creoles where they could, and so they built upriver from the French Quarter, first in what's now the Central Business District, back then called the Faubourg Saint-Marie, then in other towns further upstream, like today's Garden District. In 1835, the streetcar came into existence to connect these cities, so a working man could live in a mansion a mile away and commute here to work. You'll be doing his commute home. That said, you won't be experiencing much of what he did. His ride would have passed through stretches where nothing had been built, and his streetcar would have been pulled by a loud steam engine, or later by horses. All that's left of the 1835 streetcar is its route. The cars you see on the St. Charles line today date to the 1920s and run quietly on electricity from the overhead cable. In the 20s, you could have taken streetcars through the French Quarter or transferred from the St. Charles line to any number of intersecting lines. But in the decades after that, people were buying cars and public transit was trending toward buses, and the city tore down every line but this one. Today, this line is a National Historic Landmark and the oldest continually operating streetcar line in the world. The next track is for once you're on the streetcar and moving. For this portion, the important sights will be on the right.